Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 20th of February, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. It's a, if you're unfamiliar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And just a note, I noticed here just before the net that our club's website, sdfarc.org, is not working currently. So hopefully that's just a temporary DNS issue that will clear itself up by itself. But just so you know, I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from this conference if you do not want to stick around for the net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four pieces of information that we like check-ins to present. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu, or UTC, via Echolink node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs. You don't have to be a member of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's question, I thought this would be kind of provocative, are you prepared to die? Actually, what I'm talking about, if you drop dead tomorrow, what will happen to all your ham radio stuff? Your radios, your antennas, your tower, if you've got one, you know, is your widow going to have to deal with taking down that tower? Or have you made arrangements ahead of time with perhaps your local ham community? Or maybe you've got a relative who's a ham. You've already made up your mind who you want to inherit your stuff and who you want to, you know, say, sell your stuff and get the best price. So there's all kinds of issues about what happens if you die unexpectedly and you've got all this ham gear stuff and how is good. You know, I'm sure you've all gone to ham fests and seen, you know, estate sale sort of stuff on the table there. And have you ever thought, am I going to go out like that? So that's what our topic is this week. Have you made preparations for your ham gear? And for that matter, you know, there's a whole lot of other things that you probably should be thinking about in case you die. I mean, all of your online accounts, your passwords, your Facebook everywhere, you know. So there's a lot to think about. Anyway, let me reset the timer here. Okay, because we are meeting in an Echolink conference, I have the dashboard here showing me who all is connected here. I do not see the ham conference, but I do see the NB0X gateway to DMR and All-Star. So I will be making a special effort to see if there's anyone out there who want to check in. But the rest of you who are on my dashboard here, I'm going to run down the list. I see KC3LYZ, VE6UX, VK6BQQ, KD9NDJ, N4RNW, PY2BIL, and KE5T, is it KY or FY? FY, right. So all of you guys, I recognize your call signs. You've checked in before. You know how we do this. It's only the people who might be out there on the gateway who might be new to the net, and so I will just say that when I call for check-ins, come forward with your call sign, and I can take more than one at a time, so you don't have to, you know, wait for an acknowledgement on each one if there's more than one out there. And then I will come back and let you know that I've added you to my list, and then when I start going down my list, everyone will get a chance to talk. That's how we do it here. Okay, so let's give a chance for those gateway hams out there. Anyone out there on, you know, All-Star or DMR, if you would like to join our net this week, please call now. Okay, I thought I heard somebody a little while ago coming in on the gateway, but perhaps it was a transient. So, let's start going down my list here with KC3LYZ.
Good evening, this is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia. It's a good topic. I'm not really ready at all as far as what I do if I died. One thing, and mostly a lot of smaller items, HTs and hotspots and some SDR stuff and a lot of computer stuff. likely for a lot of the ham stuff, I try to hand it off to the local radio club because I have a friend over there that might be able to figure out what to do with them. Back to net control.
Sorry about that. I had a sticky space bar or something. It looks like Michael has dropped out. So we'll hold a place for him to come back. How about VK6BQQ? I don't know. Did I have my PTT stuck on again? Anyway, maybe Reg has stepped away to refill his coffee mug. Let's move on to KD9NDJ.
Hey, B9FJ in the group. This is KD9NDJ. I'm Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. My SDF username is KDB. If I drop dead, I think my wife, who is also a ham, KD9OVW, will have to deal with the contents of my shack. I would hope that would inspire her to maybe get her general and use some of this HF gear. But who knows? Who knows what she would do? Besides be moderately upset for a period of time. Anyway, it's a fascinating question, and more seriously, I would like to get a will together for sure, and part of that process might be dealing with, because you know it's not just ham radio around here, we got antique phonographs, pretty nice collection of antique records, blah blah blah, and you know, years of projects and my actual intellectual work. So I don't know, it'd be nice to get it together and get a will or something. I don't know how that works. We've tried it, we've gotten a lawyer, etc. Anyway, fascinating topic. Back to you, AB9FJ. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And let me just say that I see that DE6UX is back on the dashboard here, and also VK2DY has joined us. So I'm going to recap that the topic this week, I sort of tongue-in-cheek called it, Are You Ready to Die? But the long form of that is, if you were to die suddenly, what would happen to all your ham stuff and probably a lot of computer stuff and especially stuff like a tower if you've got one, because that could be a rather daunting task for a widow to deal with. So have you made plans for the disposal of your hobby stuff in the event of your demise? That's what we're talking about. So let's see, BE6UX, are you ready to go? Oops, we lost him even as I was speaking. So, all right, well, you know, we'll come back to him later. VK6BQQ, are you back there at the computer?
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, that's an interesting, a situation. Well, you know, these things do happen. We had an occasion here not too long ago where there's an individual silent key. So he's... Well, they're trying to get things sorted now, so yeah, it's a situation for sure. Hadn't really thought about it. Anyway, we'll have to see what we can do here. Wayne, good topic. AB9FJ and the group, VK6BQQ Australia.
Yeah, I think this is one of those topics where everybody says, oh yeah, that's a really great topic. I really ought to think about that. And then if we come back a year later and ask, has anybody acted on what we talked about a year ago? Everybody says, well, that's still a great topic, but no, I don't have a plan. Ah. All right, let's see. Next on my list here is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, up there in Illinois and everybody around the world. N4RNW, Harold in Fort Myers, Florida. beautiful down here. This is the best month of the year. It's sunny. It's dry. Blue sky. It's beautiful weather. As far as my ham radio estate goes, I've got just three HTs, and I'm not really concerned about where they go. That's not a whole lot of money. But, Wayne, you mentioned logons and passwords. Seems like every month there's some new site I have to create a logon and a password for, and then the pages of the ones I've got now might demand a password change every so often. So a couple of years ago when this COVID thing started to ramp up, I created a document with all that information on there. So if I were to leave and depart, then that would be left behind, and all that information would be accessible by my wife or whoever. All right. Nothing new, nothing else new here. So back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold. All right, so you've at least taken some steps there. That's good. Let's see, VE6UX, Michael is back with us, so let me let him have the floor here while his internet connection is working. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, nice if I can capture the system or not. The person who's programmed this EchoHam for Mac has basically just recompiled Linux software, and it doesn't run on the ARM processors very well. I'm assuming you're talking about our estate. I won't gain anything. I have grandchildren and children, and my spouse is all ham radio operators, so it'll just get spread out for them. And because we are Mac users, and our passwords are all saved within encrypted files on our computers, and they're encrypted by another password, which is public in our household. So I don't lose anything that way either. So the only thing is that there isn't going to be much money transferring. I spend it as fast as possible, VE6UX.
Well, that's the rub. You spend it on capital equipment, and then the capital equipment becomes your estate. And it sounds like in your family that's already pretty well taken care of. But I think, unfortunately, in a lot of Ham's families, it's not so neatly tied up, wrapped up, ready to go. So that's why, in particular, a friend of mine became a silent key. And His situation is a very simple one, so we don't have, you know, the nightmare of taking down a tower or anything like that. But that's what kind of sparked the idea in my head. So moving along, next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi everyone, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil. So before I go to the question, I just want to let you know that I tried the DMR bridge, and it's not working. Right? So DMR specific, I remember this bridge could take care of a few different protocols. So I only have DMR, so just confirming that one is not working. And there was a colleague playing before the net started, as Wayne mentioned, and that was not me, right? So I couldn't hear anything on that one, okay? So regarding your question of the day there, I really haven't prepared anything. My shack isn't that big either, so yes, there are a bunch of equipments that eventually somebody will have to sell, together with a huge amount of other stuff that I'm having throughout the house. So electronics and just plain stuff. So yeah, I'm really not prepared for that. So hopefully I still have enough time to do that eventually. So with that, back to you, Wayne, AB9FK. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And let me just mention that I see two new call signs have popped up on the dashboard here. Alpha Delta Zero Quebec Mike and Kilo Yankee 4 Tango Alpha. So I've added you guys to my check-in list here at the end, and we'll come to you pretty soon, actually. I think we've got maybe one call sign ahead of you, and that would be KE5TFY.
This is KE5TFY. So I guess I've thought about this topic, not necessarily concerned about my ham equipment, because my pride and joy is my FTM-400DR, and I'm sure if my son grows up and decides he wants an FTM-400DR someday, there's probably going to be something better. But I do work in law enforcement, and so therefore we've lost officers. We've had people hit by cars, and you know, out here in the United States, you sit down for lunch and somebody could walk up behind you and shoot you in the back of the head. So I have gone through and tried to make sure that my affairs are in order. And I'm hoping that should something happen to me, then all of my equipment goes to my son, who is currently 4 years old. And I like to think that my wife will hand everything off to him. And if that doesn't happen, then I'm sure that he can, like I said, find himself an FTM-400DR if he needs one. K5TFY, back to Matt.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. So that's probably sort of the default, is that if you've got any kids, even very young kids who are too young to get involved in ham radio, you probably are hoping that they will grow up and be curious about you and what you did as a hobby and will want to use that. I'm sure Ken can talk about that, because that's kind of his situation. He has his dad's ham gear. So thank you for checking in there, Aaron. And for the two new call signs here, AD0QM and KY4T. Are they still here? Yes, they are. The topic this week has been, are you ready to die? Short for, have you made any arrangements or plans, or have you had any thoughts about if you die suddenly, what happens to all your ham radio gear? If you've got a tower, especially something like that. And this probably covers also things like computer stuff, and maybe you're like into photography or something. You've got some other hobbies that has a lot of physical equipment or whatever associated with it that your family, your survivors, have you given them instructions about what you would like to be done with all those things? So anyway, that's what we've been talking about here. So next on my list here is AD0QM.
Good evening. This is Jeff, AD0QM, up here in Minnesota. As for that, both my kids are interested in technology, and they have their own FRS radios, and so they're into using that stuff, so I'd assume we'd probably go to them. But we actually have a setup around here with local ham group local ham club that will go to people's houses and take everything down and clean it all up, and if you want to sell it, they'll prep it for being sold and stuff like that. And so you just whenever we hear about another SK, then everybody just goes over to their house and goes through all their stuff and figures out what their relatives want to do with that. So that's probably what would end up happening with my stuff too. This is 80QM, back to you, Natural.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. And you've given me an idea. I think I'm going to go to my local ham club and suggest that we put together something along those lines there, so that like members of our club can tell their family that if something should happen to them, that the survivors can rely on the club. We might have like a committee that's devoted to this, with procedures and protocols and policies and so forth that would be transparent for all the members to see and be trustworthy. So anyway, that's something I'm definitely going to think about and pursue this. So thanks for planting that seed in my brain. Next, I have KY4TA.
Hi, this is KY4TA, Zach in Virginia. I can't say that that topic has been on my mind a whole lot lately. I just got my license back in October, so I'm still new to the hobby. I plan on sticking around for quite a while. But if something were to happen to me, I suppose it'd be fun if one of my kids expressed an interest in it and they could take my my small collection of the radios that I have currently. But if not, I'm sure my wife would be happy to just sell it off and put it towards something that she's interested in. But, yeah, no real intentions of going anywhere, and I guess I haven't made plans. It's probably something that should go on my list eventually. Things to do is think through a will and take care of all that. But, it's one of those things that is easier said than done and just need to make it a priority. But, yeah, I was just driving down the road here, needed something to listen to keep me awake and get me back to the house. So I came across this net and wanted to check you out. But I will pass it back to you. No other comments from me. I'll be one and done. I'm just a couple minutes from the house now. So back to net, KY4TA.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Zach. And I don't recognize your call sign, so I'm thinking that this might be your first time joining our net here. So let me just say that we do this every week at the same time. That's Monday at 0 UTC on this conference, 9229, Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. So you're welcome to join us every Monday at the break of day, I guess. Midnight. I also noticed that we have a new call sign popped up here, Kilo Charlie 2, November Foxtrot Juliet. And since I've given everyone else a chance to talk, it will be Mike's turn here next. And so let me rewind and describe what we're talking about. The topic for this net was, kind of facetiously, are you ready to die? And what I meant by that was, have you made arrangements for the disposal or distribution of all of your ham stuff if you should, die suddenly and not have a chance to express your wishes? So this is the kind of thing you can put into a will, or just, in a conversation with your spouse, just say, hey, if anything happens to me, all my ham stuff should go to, say, my cousin, who's also a ham, or save it for my son in case he wants to get into ham radio later on, or, call in the local ham club, and they will sell it for you and get you as good a price as you're going to get, that kind of thing. So, KC2NFJ, you have the floor.
Okay, thanks. Hopefully you're hearing me okay. I don't use this app very often, but KC2NFJ name here is Mike. I'm in northern New Jersey. And a fascinating topic for the net. No, it's something I really haven't given a lot of thought to personally. I'm in my mid-40s, so hopefully that's not going to be an issue for a while, but I guess you never know. I have a fair amount of equipment, but nothing major like towers or anything like that. I heard you mention that before. My assumption is that if something should happen, eventually it ends up where it all ends up, on eBay. Back over to you. This is KC2NFJ.
Okay. Well, just as a follow-on there, your survivors, I don't know if you're married or if you're not, maybe you have siblings or something. The people who will be picking up the pieces if you suddenly went away, are they eBay savvy?
No, yeah. So I am married. I have a son who's about 11 years old. And they're not into radio. I mean, they're aware of it. They're aware of the hobby, but I don't think they would enjoy, certainly using the equipment. They would probably just look to dispose of it.
Right. I understand. It's just something to think about. And it's the kind of thing that people kind of shy away from thinking about. And so that, to me, is all the more reason to kind of, tickle them. Let's think about it for a minute here, kind of thing. So anyway, I've given everyone a chance to speak. So now, and I don't see any new call signs popping up on the dashboard, so this is the point where it's time for rechecks. So if you have something else that you want to add to what you said before, come now with your call sign.
KE2ABY, Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Bravo D.
Okay, I should have thought about asking for any other stations from the gateway there. We kind of thought that the gateway was malfunctioning. Anyway, I think that I know I've heard you before. I should have memorized your call sign by now, but I think it was, is it Kilo Delta 2 Alpha Bravo Yankee?
Close. Replace the Delta with Echo. Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Bravo Yankee.
Okay, go ahead. You have the floor. Let me ask, have you heard enough of the net to know what we're talking about this week?
I've been here since the start. I think I just didn't hear when you asked for check-ins at the very beginning. And so I've just been kind of waiting. I am only 19, and I got my license pretty recently, so my collection of radios or whatever is kind of limited to three, you know, kind of cheap Chinese transceivers. Two of them I got basically for free. I mean, obviously, you know, when you're young, obviously, you're going to live forever, but I don't know. I mean, in terms of accounts, I know I have Google's, they have a thing where you can go on their, like, security page or whatever and say, you know, hey, if I haven't used any of my Google devices, which is kind of hard to do, at least for me, because I use it for my email, you know, if I haven't used them for, like, a month or two or whatever, you know, like, I'd like you to email my data to, you know, these people, and they can kind of hopefully pick up the pieces. I kind of thought that maybe I should, like, deal with my, like, logins and stuff like that, but, you know, I really haven't gotten to it. I'm Mary, in Rochester, New York, and my SDF username is MSTRODL.
Okay, thanks, Mary. Well, yeah, I think you probably win the prize for the youngest check-in here today at 19, and just for comparison, I turned 70 last November. I don't know if that makes me the oldest here, but I'm pretty sure that puts me in, I don't know, maybe the top 10, the decile, whatever there. And even people my age also think that they are immortal. So it's not just a thing about youth. All right, let me see. Do we have any new call signs? No, no new call signs. So any other rejects, please call now. Let me back up and say, is there anybody else out there on DMR or All-Star, whatever, coming in through the NB0X gateway? Let's give them a chance. Okay, nothing heard, so any rechecks, please call now. Okay, I think we're just about at the end of the net here, so I will make one final call. This is your last call for making any comments about ham radio, not just the topic today. Please call now.
AB9FJ and the group, VK6BQQ, Australia.
Go ahead, Reg.
I'll just make a note. In the last 2 months, I've had the stroke. I've had all sorts of different medical issues. And it's a good topic that you've come up with. And I would think that there's a lot of folks out here that may have created a bit of an issue with them. You must realize that anybody can, well, you can drop at the pin, and it is a bit of an issue. So if you've got anything at all that you need to be aware of, make it happen, because you can just disappear in a flash. And there's quite a problem with all of this. So if you've got an issue at all, I suggest that you get right to it. Do not hesitate. As I say, with being and having a stroke here and having all sorts of issues, you know, trying to get your logins and your numbers and so on and so forth, do not hesitate, folks. Get with it.
Well said, Reg. I couldn't agree more. I see VK2DY on the dashboard here, and I'm looking at my log here, and I don't think that he was in here before. So, Robert, VK2DY, have you been listening? Do you know what we're talking about? Are you ready for your check-in?
Yes. Good afternoon or good morning. What time is it anyway? I don't even know what time it is. 11:35 a.m. Good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. It is, 30 degrees Celsius here, headed for a high of 35. Sun is shining, sky is blue, beautiful summer's day here. Well, yeah, I've thought about the question. I turned 69 in May, so my father only lived to 80, so I'm starting to seriously think about things now. And I do have all the passwords shared in a common keychain that my wife can access. She has all the passwords to that, and that has all the passwords to everything. I have a list of all the bank accounts. I have a list of all the other things, where money is stored, where things are stored, where the stocks are, all the little things that you have to keep track of, but they're all important to keep track of. Also have the ham equipment probably will just get sold off. The local ham club that existed here has gone the way of all things and seems to be gone now. So there is no local ham club anymore. So it just sort of goes goes wherever. Probably eBay, I'm guessing. Anyway, other than that, computer stuff that's used or goes to eBay probably as well. All of my wife knows all of my passwords. VK2DY, back to Ned.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And it sounds like you have things kind of under control there. I think you've been kind of proactive there. That sounds pretty good. So I could just mention that there's another local ham here where I live who died, I don't know, a year or two ago. And his wife is still, dealing with let me just say that this ham acquired a lot of stuff. I understand that there are literally boxes and boxes and boxes full of electronics and radio stuff and books and magazines and all stuff related to ham radio and computers. And I guess the widow is not really up to trying to itemize and eBay off individual items. So what is happening is that another ham is helping her by bringing each month two or three boxes of these assorted possessions to our club meeting. And at the end of the club meeting, everyone is just invited to come and go through the boxes, and if they find something that they want or could use, then it's theirs to take home. So, which is kind of, it's a perfectly good resolution of the problem, but it may not be the optimum that the ham, Larry was his name, might have wanted while he was alive. So that's just all the more reason to think about it ahead of time and make your feelings and opinions known to those around you. So enough sermonizing there. So let me call once again. I don't see any new call signs. Are there any rechecks? Final call for rechecks now.
KE2ABY, Hilo Echo 2, Alpha Bravo Yankee.
Go ahead, Mary.
Wayne, one other thing of note, I noticed earlier you said something about the sbfarc.org website. I think it's been down for a bit, or at least for the past month or so, because I've tried to go there a few times because that's where the All-Star Link node ID is, and I hadn't written it down because I'm silly, so I have to keep checking on the Internet Archive for it. So it might be worth having somebody look into that. KE2ABY, back to the net.
Okay, thank you for that. It's been a while since I visited the site, so I probably ought to do it periodically just to keep on top of things there. So I think I will send an email to the admins on SDF to let them know that something is not working there. So thank you for that information, Mary. So, final call for check-ins or rechecks before we close the net. Here we go. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's call it 0041 Zulu. As we said before, there are some questions about whether the talk group 31650 is functioning. Apparently it is not. So, but if you want to continue the conversation, you can join us in COM on SDF. And I'm hanging out in the Anon radio room, as I usually am, or on Roof. I hang out in there as well. So, I think that's it for this week's Net. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.